News, I'm Nadia Romanis. President Cyril Ramaphosa says it was him who recommended to former President Jacob Zuma that Brian Molefe replace Tshidiso Matona as Eskom CEO in 2015. Ramaphosa says he believed that getting a strong CEO into the power utility would allow for a more effective turnaround strategy. He says he was surprised when he heard allegations that Molefe had irregular dealings with the Gupta family.
I have never really connected Mr. Molefe in that way with the Gupta family. I had no inkling, knowledge, or even suspicion that there was that linkage. I noted that, and of course, in the fullness of time, that became a real concern.
Meanwhile, Ramaphosa says he had a number of options when he found out that state capture was taking place when he was deputy president under former President Jacob Zuma. He says resigning would have merely made news headlines and achieved little else.
BBC Persian's analysis shows that in the past 19 months, the number of people who have died in Iran has been 200,000 more.
Apologies for the incorrect soundbite there.